we see as a board, we're very united in thinking that this is a tremendous step for SUNY Erie Community College. We are a community college, and as such, we have quite a few partners and neighbors as we undertake something like this. And I start by thinking about our county partner, our sponsor, the Erie County, county executive, the legislature. We've been keeping them fully informed as we've been going through this process of reimagining our presence in the South Towns. And they have been completely supportive in terms of supporting our vision of having the college deliver a better student experience while maintaining a presence in the South Towns in a way that makes financial sense for us and actually creates a better environment for learning at our college. We're glad to keep a presence in the South Town. I know they've talked over the years of whether a campus needed to close. We think the proper solution is to view our three campuses not as three separate silos, each with triplicated services, but rather as a single whole, one college. And this ties into that because we want to make the very best experience at all three of our locations. We've got a great city campus. We've got a fantastic north campus. I'm sitting there right now. And in the south, what we have is a facility that worked very well for us 15, 20 years ago, but is working less well now. And that's decision, by the way, has nothing to do with our very good neighbor, the Buffalo Bills. They have a lot going on Southwestern Boulevard right now. But we would be making this decision whether or not a new stadium was being constructed. They have been great neighbors to Erie Community College for 50 years in the current stadium, and we've been very helpful to them and they to us as the new stadium has been envisioned and constructed. So there's nothing about the Buffalo Bills here other than a positive feeling about what a good neighbor they've been over the years. This is about what we need now as a community college as we find ourselves in 2024, not 2010. And for 2024, this is the right footprint for us, the right location for us, and we're very excited today to take the most significant step for this college probably in 50 years. And but one, it's been quite transparent. We've been talking to all the critical partners, and there was even articles in the paper as far away as last December that this was in the works, but we're glad to bring it over the finish line this morning.
How vital has it been to make this move as far as the lower amounts of an enrollment, the size of the campus? Did ECC South own the property that it's moving away from?
The buildings are actually owned by our partner, the County of Erie, but we have a right to use them for our educational purposes under SUNY guidelines. So with respect to those buildings, we'll be using them, as Dr. Sagai said, for a while as we teach out certain students and as we fit out the new space. But in the long run, those buildings are owned by the County of Erie, and what exactly will become of them once we declare that we no longer need them for our educational purposes will be the subject of community decision making. That will be done by the county executive working with the legislature. SUNY will ask us, are you through with these buildings? Do you have an alternative that makes them no longer necessary? And we will say yes. And at that point, my understanding is that whatever happens over on Southwestern Boulevard will be the function of a full legal process, probably involving RFPs from people who envision some use for those buildings, or perhaps they'll just maintain ownership by the County of Erie. We will have to just see what the future brings over on Southwestern Boulevard. But as far as we're concerned, we're grateful to have been there all this time. They've served our purpose as well, but now this new footprint, this new approach in the South Towns will serve us even better.
All right, and when is the plan to move?
The provisions that we have made with the lessor is that the buildings are to be completed by June 1st, 2025. And I think we do have the luxury of understanding that we are already in a home. We may be refitting in a new home, but we do have some degree of flexibility there. So, but our hope is that we will have our students in place in the new facility in the South by September of 2025, approximately 1 year from now.